Welcome, everyone, to episode 6 of the Competent Conversations podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Taekwon Lino, and we're here to enlighten others so that they can be the best version of themselves. Today, we want to talk to you guys about accountability. I believe that if someone isn't accountable, then you're never going to produce what you really want out of life. You're going to have a potential that's sitting there, but there's going to be that gap between potential and the actuality. And the bridge between those two things is accountability. You have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and know that you're holding yourself accountable. Or else, maybe it depends on the type of person, but for myself, I feel like a disgusting feeling if I go to sleep and I know that I wasted my day, that I did not live up to certain goals that I have for myself. Now, if I set 10 goals and I get 8 of them done because some of them took a little longer than others or whatever, I'm not going to kill myself about that and be too hard on myself, but it's just the fact of I want to make sure that if no one else is going to make sure I'm getting my stuff done, if no one else is going to hold me accountable or just bring light to certain tendencies that may keep me from being accountable, I want to be that person if no one else is going to be there. And I found that writing things down, for example, that helps me to stay accountable because we're going to have a lot of things going on our day-to-day basis in our lives. And it's so easy to get thrown off track. But if you want to, again, accomplish what's most important to you, you have to keep yourself accountable, find different tips and tricks that work. For me, is writing things down, maybe even a reminder on your phone. But I'm going to transition and let Taekwon say his take on this or, you know, spark his perspective on it because he was actually talking to me on the phone a couple of weeks ago. And he was explaining to me that he really wanted to talk about this topic because he observed things in his life. And on his day-to-day basis, he kind of came to the conclusion that the reason why certain people that he knows or people that he may not know and just observe, the reason why what they're lacking, let's say, is accountability. So Taekwon, take it away with, you know, how that idea came up and what you really think about this.
All right. So as you stated, and for people that don't know, this podcast is pretty much, it's based on the ideas, based on everyday living. And we're trying to look for certain things in our lives and the lives of others that we can find a solution to or some type of value to. So the accountability came up because I seen a friend of mine struggling. And I mean, we're at the same age right now in life, and I want to say we've had the same opportunities. Maybe, you know, maybe he had more, maybe I had more, but it all depends on how you respond in those situations. You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of times we blame people for our own failures, and we should just look in the mirror and just try to figure out why are we failing and not try to hold anybody else accountable for our own failures. Like I said, pretty much, I think we all have to look at our daily lives. We have 24 hours in a day to get the same amount of things done. You can't blame somebody else because you don't have a job or because you know you're not in college or whatever the case may be. You have to take action and go out and get it. At the end of the day, nobody's going to give you these opportunities. You got to go out there and you got to create them. You know, there's a lot of people that are homeless and all these other kind of situations where they say life happened to me, but what are you doing to happen to life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that people, like you said, they'll not accomplish something that they want, and they go to pointing the finger as to why or saying that it was this person's fault, that person's fault. So the thing is that when we see someone else accomplishing things, that's like a certain standard that we see a standard that they hold for themselves. And with the standard comes judgment. So if there's a standard, even if there's rules in the world or, you know, you may have rules at your job, you have a standard as to what the good employee is or just even what a good citizen is, right? The standard also lends itself to judgment because when someone's not reaching that standard, judgment comes about. So if someone sees another person that's accomplishing things and going after it, I believe that what happens is judgment takes place. And sometimes they're going to judge that person doing the thing or they're going to judge themselves, because what happens is we're all human. So there's a lot of similarities that we have. Sure, we have different IQ levels. you know, there may be someone with a certain disorder or disability where they can't function like your common person. But I'm speaking about those who are, we're pretty much, you know, us humans who are all on an equal playing field, so to speak. Like you said, we have the same 24 hours in a day. So when you realize that you have the same potential, or at least close enough potential, or at least the ability to accomplish what you want, even if it's different than someone that you know that's going after theirs, the fact is that you know you have the ability. So when you're not doing that, and you see that they've set a certain standard for themselves, and it's something that you can also live up to, or maybe even exceed or get very close to if you applied yourself fully, when you're not doing that, what's left now? Judgment. And either you're going to judge that person to try to tear them down and rationalize and intellectualize why they're in a certain spot and you're not, or you're going to judge yourself and turn that energy inward, which can also be toxic. So it's very important to focus on doing opposed to pointing, let's say. It's very important to focus on your creativity, your ability to build what you believe in, opposed to looking at other people where they are and comparing yourself for better or for worse. Because it's also a situation that if you are accomplishing things, you may get too full of yourself and start judging others who are not moving how you're moving. And you gotta humble yourself and realize that this is just where you are right now in your life. Maybe last year or next year, that wouldn't have been resourceful for you either. So it's important not to also judge others if they're not living up to your standard, but approach them with compassion. But overall, you just want to, let's say, I think it's best to really compare yourself to yourself. Sure, you can have like an overall ideal of like, you know, depending if you, you know, let's say, you know, like you could have a role model, let's say, or, you know, if someone's very religious, they have different figures within their religion that they want to aspire to be. That's cool. But as far as like determining your worth based on that, it's not healthy. So you can look at certain people as a role model or a guide, but to see if you're making progress or not, or if you're doing well or not, don't judge someone outside of yourself, because one, they're usually not what you think they are, what they're portraying to be. There's another part of the story that you don't see. We all have our own struggles and internal battles. They have a lot on their plate too. And you never know, you know, how far they've come from where they've been. And that's why also it's important not to look down on someone when you're in a certain position, because you don't know what progress they really have made. They could have been even worse than where you see them at now. And what they're doing now is phenomenal for them. And that's a win for them. So going back to yourself, judge yourself based on, are you doing better than you did yesterday, last week, last month, last year, and have set new expectations for yourself as you're moving forward into the upcoming weeks, months, and years.
I think that's a good point to make, you know, always judging yourself and progressing within yourself. Because a lot of times we go through life and we progress, but we don't see that progression. And I was actually talking to somebody on our Instagram page about that same thing. One of the things he was suggesting was to constantly keep a journal of your activities. And when you're feeling down, you feel like you haven't accomplished anything, just read that journal and see where you came from, just as a quick reminder, you know, because we got to keep reflecting on our accomplishments. You know, my rebuttal for that was mostly just, I try to reflect on my accomplishments on like a weekly basis, just to see how far I progressed. And most of my progression I measure like in the gym, you know what I mean? So I'll keep like a mental log or actual digital log somewhere about what weights I'm lifting and what reps and everything like that. So when I see myself progress, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm hitting that goal. But as far as accountability goes, I do want to add, you said something about rationalizing. And I think that's one of the key things. A lot of people try to rationalize why they haven't made a certain accomplishment. I don't think we need to go ahead and define that for somebody else. Like if I'm supposed to have a college degree at a certain age and I don't have it, I don't have to define that reason to you. I need to define it with myself. I don't need to search for validation from my peers. I need to find out what's going on with me. And
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And as far as that goes as well, it's just like, we look for that validation once too many times Why are we trying to validate our existence or justify our decisions to other people? We need to go ahead and say, all right, I want to get this accomplished. That's fine. Let me go out and do it. Now, if you tell somebody your ideas and you want them to hold you accountable, that's a different story. You can't have somebody hold you accountable and still motivate you. Holding somebody accountable is just checking in with them saying, hey, man, you said you're going to accomplish this goal. Did you do it? Yes or no? I'm not going to hold your hand through the whole thing. And that's where people get the shit mistaken. You think somebody's going to hold your hand through the whole situation. You got to twist it. You got to walk by yourself.
Makes sense. I hear what you're saying. And I also think that what happens is sometimes people will start. And again, guys, whoever's listening, I just want to say, like, when I say people, I don't want to say it as if I'm judging you and I'm nothing like that. I'm speaking a lot of times, I'm speaking from personal experience. So I can relate to this, what I'm about to say. And a lot of times people will let's say, you know, starting Monday, you'll say, okay, I'm going to be accountable all week. I'm going to set goals. I'm going to make sure I accomplish them, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you feel good. You did it on Monday. Then you're like, yeah, I'm going to wake up again early on Tuesday. I'm going to get some more stuff done. Boom. And then what happens is I think that we get discouraged by momentum in a sense of, like, if you start accomplishing things and things start playing into your favor, you're like, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. And then when you get to this plateau or this moment where it's like things aren't really taking off. I mean, they may not really be going bad, but they're not really excelling. It's kind of staying even. People, that's like a test. And I feel like at that point, some people may say, oh, to hell with it. Or, man, forget it. Or, yeah, I'll get that done tomorrow, because they start to lose the faith. They start to lose the vision when the momentum isn't just skyrocketing. You got to be able to stay. You have to adopt accountability as a part of your new part of your personality, because it really has to be a way of life. Because even when you think you let's say when you get to whatever level you want to get to accomplish something, even when you get to that level, there's going to be more responsibility for you. There's going to be a lot of things that you, there's going to be even more things that you have to be accountable for that you may not have been accountable for prior to. So these character traits that you develop en route to what you want are not there to just, you know, be a fling. It's there because this is supposed to be integrated into a part of you, and that's the beauty of the journey, because of how you're transforming slowly. You know, accountability may be the problem this year or this month, and then next month or next year you're going to have a new thing, whether that's confidence, whether that's consistency, whatever it is. These are things that have to be ingrained within you, not just something that you did for a week or two that seemed cool. So I want to encourage the people who's out there that's, you know, doing well for a moment of time, and then when they're not getting that same momentum that they want, they're starting to fall back. No, that's when you need to keep it going. This is when you're practicing discipline and a bunch of other virtues that are going to help you along your way, and you'll get the fruits of that labor by staying continuously on that path. And I think also your why plays into your accountability. If you really care about the thing, you're going to make sure you do it. If you could care less about it, you're going to be less accountable about it. You're not going to beat yourself up about it as much if you really don't care about it. You're going to rationalize. You're going to justify. You're going to say, oh, it's all right. It's not no biggie. I mean, I didn't like the thing anyway. I'm not that. You have to ask your why, and then your accountability is likely to be heightened.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to look at it. Like you said, the one thing is the momentum, the big picture. You know, when you have that momentum going, it's easier to be accountable for your goals. If you fall into like a routine, it's easier to be accountable for that routine. But what I've noticed in my personal life is sometimes I get bored of routines and I got to spice everything up. So what I try to do is just keep my mind focused on the decisions I make at the time. So healthy eating, that's one of my biggest challenges. There's so many other food options, quick food options, and I can easily meal prep, but it's time consuming and it sometimes doesn't work on my schedule. So for me, I think deciding on what to eat at the moment I'm hungry, that's the best way for me to go through and accomplish that goal of being, you know, healthy in my food. As far as meal prepping goes, I get overwhelmed. It's a lot of things that I can consider. Like, I want salmon, I want chicken, I want rice, I want broccoli, you know, all these different options. And then I was like, all right, if I cook it, How long is it going to stay in the fridge? If I all cook it in one day, how much time do I have to eat it by? It's too much. It's overwhelming. So I try to think about that same thing when I look at my goals. It's like, if I see the big picture and I know it's overwhelming, I'm going to remain stagnant. I'm not going to do anything. But if I look at it as far as in the moment's decision, I make the best possible decision, then it's easier to chip away at that bigger picture. If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense because that's one of the core principles of mindfulness. Mindfulness is about not letting your, this is about staying present in the moment and being aware of what needs to be done right now and not letting your imagination play tricks on you in a negative way where you're getting too, you're starting to create all these images in your head as to how overwhelming this is going to be, and no, I got to do this, and it becomes a little scary to you. So if you be if you stay in the moment and just literally focus on one thing at a time, this is all I'm doing right now. I'm not doing any of those other 27, 50, however many things. I'm doing this one thing, and you just give that one thing extreme detail, focus, and attention, and then that's done. And then you go to the next thing. Because if you're not like that, you're not giving 100% to that one thing. You're giving them maybe 70% because the other 30% is thinking about everything else that has to be done too. And it's like you're just going to shut yourself down. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense. And I can attest to mindfulness and meditation, which is pretty much reinforcing the mindfulness of breathing, relaxing, staying in the moment, and kind of conditioning your brain to stay that way, and then move to the next thing accordingly, and like just in a fluid way, so to speak. So like, no, it makes perfect sense. And I think that if you do focus on the small details, you can have the big picture written up, but day to day, just look at small parts of that bigger picture, and next thing you know, you look up and you're at the top of the mountain. So I think it works.
So I want to just kind of wrap this up by summing the episode up in a bit. I want to let everybody know that, so all the listeners out there, I really thank you guys, and I just want to remind you that you have these opportunities in life. Some of them are presented to you. Some of them you have to go out there and create. So when you see somebody getting something, some type of goal accomplished or some type of treasure in life, you can't be upset with them. You got to find your own path to get that same thing. You know, we all have our failures in life. You can't blame somebody for your failures. You have to take credit for your failures and turn those into successes. We like to give credit to our successes. We like to take credit for our successes, but give credit for our failures. I say credit yourself for all of that because you're growing, you're maturing, you're showing a different side of yourself. So don't be too hard on yourself if you don't make things happen right away. Everybody sparks on their own time, you know? So be patient. Hold yourself accountable for everything that you do. Don't ever let anybody come in your life and say, we're gonna hold you accountable. Do it yourself. It's a much more satisfying, much more fulfilling being, you know, much more fulfilling state of mind.
No, I like that. I think that's a great way to end. And I just want to remind the listeners to follow us on our different social media platforms. Myself, you can find me on Instagram at freedom.fit.coaching. You can find me on Facebook at Richard Neal, Reshard Neal. And that's Neal. And Snapchat, Richard.Neal. I don't know if I missed, oh, website, richardneal.com. If you guys want to email us, you can email us at competentconversations@gmail.com. And Taekwon, let them know what you got.
All right. Pretty much Facebook, Taekwon Lino. Snapchat is all I do is fit. Instagram is all I do is fit. The Gmail is all I do is fit at Gmail. That's all I got. Thank you guys for listening. Subscribe, share, leave a comment if possible. That's it. Thanks you guys for listening. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.